Today is Monday, the 16th of December, in the third week of Advent. The choir of Westminster Cathedral sing the Sanctus from Palestrina's Missa Brevis. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. What is God's glory if it is not God's presence and God's grace made known? A busy train or bus or tube might not be the first place you'd think of looking for the glory of God. But looking around you, at yourself and at your fellow travellers, in these people, in these faces, can you make it out? Can you recognize God's presence here? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching, and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'Of human origin,' we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things."
Jesus did many things, and on account of them, many people followed him. Among them, some came to believe in him, some were just curious, but some wanted to test Jesus. In today's reading, the chief priests and the elders of the people wanted to find out whether Jesus was acting authentically. By what authority was he doing these things? Are there moments when I find myself casting doubt upon what Jesus says or does? If I'm willing to do the will of the Father, then I will know whether Jesus' teaching is from God or whether he is doing these things of his own authority. Prejudice gets in the way of a grace-filled encounter with Jesus. Am I aware of any kind of prejudice in me? As this passage is read again, hear how Jesus turns the question around and makes his questioners think about what they have just said. Once they realize what is happening, they decline to answer Jesus' question, and the moment of grace is lost. They are unable to see the meaning of these things, and they seem unwilling to receive Jesus. Can I open my heart to receive Jesus and his message today?
When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'Of human origin,' we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things."
Speak to Jesus now. Perhaps you want him to remove some prejudice or preconceived opinions that seem to hinder you from recognizing valuable moments of grace. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.